We are talking today with Rob Hoogers, Project Officer with the Sustaining the Basin Irrigated Farm Modernisation Project in the Macquarie Valley.
Thanks for talking to me today, Rob. We haven't had an update out of the Macquarie Valley for a while, so how are things progressing down there with the projects?
Yes, on top of the 12 projects in round one, we've got another 39 projects in round two, so 51 all up. We've completed three projects in round one. A lot of the others are close to finish. Already completed two projects in round two. So the weather's been quite good the last few months for earthworks and getting irrigation things built. Not so good for growing crops. The cotton areas are down quite a bit from last year. Very small percentage, actually. So in the dry weather, we've been able to get a lot of works done.
Okay, so that sounds pretty good, promising anyway, that things are progressing. So I know that you've tried to deliver some training down into the Macquarie, but it was a bit hard to sort of get the timing right. But you recently had a bus trip for Macquarie Valley irrigators down to the MIA to look at bankless channel systems. How did that go?
Yes, we had 8 or 10 growers that are looking at redeveloping their fields in flood irrigation at the moment, come down to the MIA. That was on the 31st of October. We had a good close look and chat with three growers down this way that have been putting in bankless for quite a few years. Now, we had one grower who had furrows on bankless, another one who had beds on bankless, and those two had a rice-based system, and then another one with beds, which is quite different again, using what they're calling the Glen Lyons system from St George. So all three of those were quite different in their design, all worthy of a good look at. And I think, in a nutshell, what the group got out of the tour was being able to talk and see growers that have been down the track for at least 5 years and made a lot of mistakes and learn from those mistakes. We are planning a second trip. I think we've just set a date for the 10th of December to go in a northerly direction and have a look at more of the Queensland-type systems. So haven't decided what farms we're going to have a look at, but we'll be doing the same sort of thing. It'll be a two-day trip, and DPI will kick the tin for the bus. So it's a designated training exercise, and should all get in there and have a look while it's on.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good initiative there and something fairly useful for people down there in the Macquarie as well. So we'd encourage them to keep an eye out for the notifications of that. Thanks for talking to us today, Rob. It's been really good to have that update to see that things are really moving along down there.
Yeah, no, thank you.
This has been Annette McCaffrey talking with Rob Hoogers about projects funded through the Australian Government's Sustainable Rural Water Use and Infrastructure Program.